7.3. 7A. Listening.
Iris, the school you attended was different from a conventional school, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I went to a Waldorf school.
Can you briefly explain to us what that is?
Yes. It's a school that follows the theory of Rudolf Steiner, an Austrian philosopher. The idea is that school should help a child develop the tools to be able to learn what he or she wants to, rather than having knowledge delivered to them. Waldorf schools have been around for about 100 years now.
Very interesting. Now, how long were you at the Waldorf school, Iris?
I was there from the ages of 5 to 18. I went all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade. I got a high school diploma, just like any other student at a regular U.S. high school, but I was able to concentrate most of my studies around art. Waldorf schools focus heavily on creativity and the arts. In general, the question of exams is kind of a gray area in Waldorf schools because, well, they don't really fit into the whole philosophy of it at all.
Yes, I'd heard that. Where exactly was the school you went to, Iris?
It was about 15 miles from my house. My dad used to take us there in his big red delivery van. There were about 10 of us, and he would drive around picking everybody up. This was in the days before health and safety. None of us wore seatbelts. In fact, there weren't any seats in the back of the van, so everybody just piled in and sat on the floor. Oh, driving with my dad to school was a lot of fun. We had a party every morning.
Yes. What about when you got to school?
Kindergarten was great. All the toys were made of natural materials. We had lots of great wooden toys. And we did lots of fun activities like singing and baking. But that doesn't mean that we were left to wander around freely. It's a pretty structured approach, and everything is done for a reason.
What about after kindergarten? What were the classes like then?
The ones I remember most are the art classes, because I loved them. By art, I don't just mean painting and drawing. We did things like woodwork and metalwork and lots of crafty stuff like sewing and weaving. No other school would have offered me the same opportunities as I had there, and it totally set me up to do what I do now.
Which is?
I design and make furniture. It's all very hands-on. At college, I studied ceramics. I earned a BA from Alfred University in upstate New York, and then an MFA at the Stamps School of Art and Design at the University of Michigan. I use a lot of ceramics in my work, making ceramic lighting and that kind of thing. Actually, all of my peer group ended up doing something creative with their lives. Some went into music and acting. That's the kind of thing a Waldorf education prepares you for.
Iris, you have children of your own now. Are you planning on sending them to a Waldorf school?
Probably not, no. Although it very much depends on them. The twins are only 2 months old, so I still don't know how their personalities will develop. If I see that one of them is artistic, or that one would benefit from smaller classes, then I might consider it. But in general, I'd rather my kids grew up in the real world.
It sounds as if you have some regrets about your education, Iris.
I'm not sure regrets would be the right word, because a Waldorf education wasn't the wrong thing for me. I loved it until I was about 12, when I began to realize that I was living in kind of a bubble, and I started to rebel against that. I also wish I could have had more of an academic input in the later years. That would have opened a lot more doors for me.
Iris, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.